நீங்கள் கேட்டுக்கொண்டிருப்பது கோவை தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகத்தின் வேளாண் பல்கலைக்கழக விவசாயி சமுதாய வானொலி 107.4 பண்பலையில்.
உழவர்கள் ஆலயமே தமிழ்நாடு வேளாண்மை பல்கலைக்கழகம் தானே.
கல்வி ஒலிபரப்பு. பிளஸ் டூ மாணவர்களுக்கான இயற்பியல் பாடம் நடத்துபவர் ஸ்ரீ நேரு வித்யாலயா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் மேல்நிலைப் பள்ளி ஆசிரியர் பிரியா அவர்கள்.
Dear students, find time to hear this small opinion of me. I am here to help you score high marks in physics. Sendam lies in your hands. Although you have prepared well, last minute dressing up is very important. Main thing that counts is your way of presentation that needs proper planning. During the eve of exam, find time to read all the 10 lessons. Even though you will be clear with the answers, go through it again. Will you get time for this? Here are some hints for you. In physics, there are 10 lengthy chapters to be covered. To start with, what will be your first response after getting the question paper? Of course, we'll pray. Then, almost all of you turn to see the last part, that is fourth part, in which out of 8, you have to answer 4. Listen, now to score 40 in this part, it is better not to learn the detail from all the 8 chapters. Instead, select any 4 chapters and be clear in all the detailed questions from those chapters. For example, first chapter has 9 detailed questions as axial line, equatorial line, potential due to dipole, Van de Graaff generator, Gauss law applications, capacitor, of which the 5 marks which will be combined. Out of this 9 questions, one will be asked as the 63rd question. In fourth chapter also there are 9, out of which one comes as 65th question. Similarly, 8th chapter has 7 questions from which 68th question will be asked. Then for the fourth detail, select a chapter of your choice and learn all detailed questions from that. It would be best to choose 3rd or 10th. Avoid learning from one from this and one from the other lesson. It won't help you unless luck works. Nowadays, instead of wishing best of luck, we wish all the best. Now, in this part, if there is a diagram related to the answer, draw it neatly at the beginning of the answer. Don't do it as rough work in working column. If a sub-question is asked, don't forget to answer it. And if there is any graph, it should be drawn with axis marked properly. So, if you present the part 4 questions in point-wise, you can score the whole 40 marks. Now for the part 3, here comes the main part, the compulsory problem. This is the only question where you have to be careful. For this, work out problems of all lessons. Here too, you can take the privilege of working out either solved or book back problems, whichever you find easy in each chapter. For remaining 6 questions comes the importance of 2nd and 7th chapter. Each add 13 to 14 5 marks and problems. If you learn all, you will be able to answer 4 questions. Then only 2. Better you can choose 1st, 4th and 10th chapter. In short, by learning 5 chapters, you can clear this section also. Now comes part 2. Out of 20, you have to answer 15. first you can learn 2nd and 9th chapter, by which you can attempt 7 questions. From 3rd, 7th and 10th, only one question will be asked from each. So, it would be good if you learn only the question asked in 24 board exam papers for these 3 chapters. Remaining chapters, 3 marks, learn all the questions if possible. For those who think learning physics is a problem, of course, problem is the life of physics, which cannot be avoided. In question paper, 5 problems will be in part 2 and 3 in part 3, which includes compulsory also. While attending problems, be sure to write the formula required to do that particular sum. For example, resistors in series, if it is given as 10 ohms, you know Rs is equal to R1 plus R2. But don't simply write 10 is equal to R1 plus R2, by which you will lose half mark or 1 mark. Then do proper substitution, solve and write answer with correct unit. Don't forget to write the unit. It will make you lose mark. While writing statement and definition, it is better to write formula needed related to it. For example, while defining temperature coefficient of resistance, if the word ratio is not there, the whole definition would go wrong. If formula is there, it would be better. Similarly, for Coulomb's law, inversely proportional to square of the distance. Even though you are clear, while you are writing, you will write it as square root. In those cases, formula will help you. In short, in 3-mark section, take care not to miss or go wrong with words, some of the important words. Then complete the 3-mark in the page you start. Don't write half in one page and then half of the answer in other. Now last, part 1, which is one of the important section that determines your sendum and hence cutoff. Read all lessons properly and go through all diagrams. While answering this part, read question properly, go through the choices, then answer. Don't have the myth, it will be only asked like this or that. For example, the question, which of the following blocks AC? The answer you know. It is AC 1, but be sure you have understood the question and wrote the correct answer. You think one and you will write another. The common mistake made by all. Avoid them. Even if the answer is no, work out and confirm, then write. Now at last, check whether you have written required number of questions in each part. Avoid writing extra or don't forget to strike out whichever is not needed. Better avoid strike. Read question properly, plan what to write, how to present, then start writing. Sendum will be yours. All the best.
கல்வி ஒலிபரப்பில் பிளஸ் 2 மாணவர்களுக்கான இயற்பியல் பாடம் இடம்பெற கேட்டீர்கள். நடத்தியவர் ஸ்ரீ நேரு வித்யாலயா மெட்ரிகுலேஷன் மேல்நிலைப்பள்ளி ஆசிரியர் பிரியா அவர்கள்.